أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. In the previous ayat, beginning of the surah, we are told to take protection of Allah Ta'ala, and that is to protect the Tawheed of Allah also, and for our protection also by the Qudrat of Allah, and that is when we have the proper Tawheed and we turn only to Allah Ta'ala and to no one else. So Allah Ta'ala says we should take His protection. One is from all the evil things which are around, all the creation of Allah, whatever evil there is, animal instincts, etc., which are in people, and because of that they cause us harm. With all this, we should also remember that actually we are taking protection from Allah from all these things. But we must also see that haven't we got these things, and we are causing harm to other people. With our animal instincts, etc., we should also not be causing harm to anyone. And also all the evils of the night, when the night spreads, and usually it was that all evil, crime, etc., was at night. But now times have changed and people are brazen in broad daylight. All crime is also committed. So whether it is day or night, but all the crime that is committed, we seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala from that. Then we are taught here the third type of protection that we have to see. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. اور بدی سے عورتوں کی جو گلوں میں پھونک مارے. And we seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala from the evil women who blow into knots. Previously, jadu was generally done by women, and they should read and blow into knots, which they should make either only hair or the hair and the cotton, etc., whatever form of jadu, witchcraft they may be, black magic, and this was common with women, but whoever, whether it's man who do it or anyone. And ulama have explained that in this is included all types of harm which is premeditated, which is planned. Like for example, jadu is not accidental, a person plans it and makes it. And also whatever other type of crime, whether it be murder, whether it be robbery, whether it be anything which is premeditated and planned, that we should seek protection from that also. All of that we seek Allah's protection from all this type of harm. And for this jadu, which is a reality, and the Quran explains it also, and the protection also we have been given. Now, amongst the greatest protection is our iman, our full trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then our five times namaz a day. If we have that in order, we will be protected very greatly, and then to stay in a state of purity, paaki all the time, not to be, especially with janabat, not to stay in a state of janabat, to bath and to be pure. And very fortunate is the people who stay with wudu also. That is also a great, great protection and defense which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And then of course we have got the Quran Sharif, and so many duas in the Quran Sharif, whether it is from jadu, whether it is from jinn, all the duas of the Quran Sharif are also there to protect us, and also duas that we have been taught in the Hadith Sharif. And then of course we have got manzil also, a person reads the manzil also, and all the various duas, this is great protection. Together with that also we should be careful, our nails which we cut, hair that comes from the body, whether it is from the when women comb their hair, or the beard we comb it, this hair, the best is that we bury it. That is the best. Not just to throw it in the dustbin, or never to leave it lying around. We should try and bury it always. So all this protection is there which we have been given. And at the same time, we also should fear that we don't cause any harm to anyone else by our planning or whatever, whether it be in the family, whether it be wherever, we should not cause harm to anyone, and we should seek the protection of Allah from this. And the fourth type of harm which Allah Ta'ala has explained, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. Or بَدِي سَيْفُ برا چاہنے والے کی جب لگے ٹوک لگانے. And we seek the protection of Allah Ta'ala from the hasid, the jealous person. And that is when he exercises and he shows his jealousy. Jealousy, one may be just in the heart, which is also bad, and which just comes naturally in a person. Whether it's jealousy, whether it's pride, whether it's greed, whether it's thinking low of somebody, whatever, just what comes in the heart, it came on its own. There is no guna in that. But Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali has written, we should make an effort that also doesn't come in our heart. And which is a guna, when this jealousy comes, and now a person exercises that jealousy, he now goes to harm that person, he tries and bring him down, etc. That is total, that is in one's choice. And that is what is totally haram. So any person who is jealous, and who shows his jealousy towards us, Hazrat Maulana Inam al-Hasan Rahmatullah Ali's famous du'as which he used to make. In that du'as also, oh Allah, save us from the hasad of the hasidin. The hasid will remain, the one who is showing jealousy. But the hasad he wants to make against us, save us from that. And save us from the fitna of the fitteen. A person wants to make fitna, that is within him, but when he exercises it and he wants to now put us in a difficult position, harm us, save us from that. So jealousy and all other qualities also which are in a person, from there also we seek protection, and we have been given the same wahi of Allah and akhlaq, the akhlaq to imbibe the akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to save ourselves that we make hasad and we show jealousy to other people. So all the, whether it's any other quality, jealousy, pride, greed, malice, hatred for a person, any of these bad qualities, we should purify ourselves also, and we seek Allah's protection from others who have that and they want to harm us with these things. So as mentioned, we should read these three surahs, the three quls, every day, three times each with Bismillah every time. Every morning and evening, this is great protection for us. And when we apprehend any of these problems, then these two quls, mu'awwadhatayn, we should read them, and through them Allah will grant us protection. So in this surah here, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ Surah Falaq, Allah Ta'ala has taught us that Allah, who is the Rabb, the nourisher, sustainer, creator of the falaq, of make things that split apart. Whether it's the morning that Allah splits away from the night, or all anything else, that great qudrat of Allah, the wahi which Allah has sent, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which He sent, and the beautiful teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif, with all this we should seek the protection of Allah from all types of evil which there are. Whether it is the night and all the evils which are associated with the night, whether it is jadu, or whether it is any other type of premeditated crime, harm that people want to cause, or whether it is natural qualities within a person, that you, whether it's pride, jealousy, hatred, malice, etc., we seek Allah's protection, and also we should be conscious that we ourselves also don't have these qualities, and that we are harming others by our bad qualities. So both ways it should be, and we seek the protection of Allah from all this. This brings us to the end of Surah Falaq. May Allah accept, and what is taught in it, may Allah bring it within our lives, inshaAllah.